It's a super special time in life. If you're look back on your middle school years, you probably have some interesting memories.
As he addressed a group of more than 60 parents in the high school library, Superintendent Rob Thomason gave a half-hour multimedia presentation to emphasize that middle schoolers, particularly their brains, are at a unique stage of development.
Peer pressure is increasing regarding dress, language, music, who's in, who's out, what do they say about
these
me?
These brain scans come from the UCLA lab for neuroimaging. They show a second wave of brain growth from age 10 to puberty.
Neatness is a key issue with personal appearance, not with personal environment. An hour and a half in front of the mirror getting ready, and the bedroom looks like a tornado hit. That's normal.
During childhood, the brain manufactures billions more connections than it can ever use.
The meeting was promoted as planning for the future, grades 5, 6, 7, 8. Thomason told the group it was prompted by the drop in student numbers, a problem that will lead to less state funding.
This discussion all came about because we have the issue of declining enrollment. We're not able to keep all the staff on board that we want to. So we have to do something different. What does that look like?
One change the board and administration are considering is moving the 6th grade to the elementary school, leaving just the 7th and 8th grade in the middle school. While the financial savings would be negligible, according to Thomason, he says some parents have urged him to consider the idea. He says that's why he raised the issue. As he laid out what a 6th grade move would mean, middle school principal Mike Bronner emphasized that he was trying to speak neutrally, staying away from terms like positive and negative. But his description of the current structure, programs, and plans in the middle school clearly underscored the positive side of keeping the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders together.
We feel like those plans being in place for 3 years, kids getting that, having that consistency, we can, as they go through adolescence, we have that structure in place, not only in discipline but in homework, so that that helps not only those kids who really need that extra attention but the other kids who are trying to get an education. With that in place for all 3 years, that overall helps the whole school to be able to be a better place to get an education.
As far as moving the 6th grade, according to Bronner, fewer students in the building would be easier to manage. However, there'd be fewer adults to manage them. Fewer teachers in the middle school would also mean fewer exploratory classes for 7th and 8th graders. Bronner thought that one consequence would mean no band for 8th graders. Meanwhile, because of the transition times to walk students between buildings, 6th graders might not get to have a full band class, though they would still have a music class in the elementary school. 6th graders also wouldn't be able to take part in middle school sports, though they could still do activities through Parks and Recreation. Elementary school principal Erica Clute-Painter said she and her staff had been talking about the issue of moving from building to building for activities, transitions which can cut into actual instructional time.
It's kind of the whole thing of what things can we get kids to back and forth, how many times are we going to walk them back and forth to whichever activity, if it's band, you know, is that every day, you know, 5 days a week back and forth, is it every day back and forth to swim gym? Is it every day to the shop? Or, you know what I mean, just trying to talk about those transition times.
Clute-Painter said she'd work with whatever the elementary school gets. The community members and teachers who spoke from the audience wanted the middle school to remain as it is. Parent Ann Tate said it provided a good transition for the 6th graders.
And coming from one of my daughters, said, I can't imagine facing middle school and not having that 6th grade year already over here. And that's coming from a student. So right away you'd be jumping into 7th grade, and then they'd only have 2 years in the middle school experience, and they'd be going on to high school. I think the 6th grade, where it's at now and the way it is now, is a really good experience for them.
Several people in the audience nodded their heads in agreement. Michelle Brock is a parent and a kindergarten teacher.
You know, the 6th grade is a huge part of, you know, transitioning. And I've also experienced all three of my kids in 5th grade changing. They're ready physically, emotionally, you know, going through all these changes to be in the next level next year. I mean, I can't imagine when my daughter was in 6th grade being in there. You know, I don't think it would have been good for her or the people below, the kids below, they start to change. They're different. Their brains are changing.
Brock and other parents also questioned the board and administration's decision to eliminate the middle school principal position for next year. Several parents in the room pointed to the many discipline problems that came up back before the district hired the middle school principal, as well as a new high school principal and new superintendent. Instead of a certified principal, the administration's now looking to hire a less expensive staff person who would oversee middle school kids as dean of students and possibly serve as the district activities director as well. According to Superintendent Thomason, the combined position would be roughly $40,000 less than a certified principal. Either way, Thomason emphasized the middle school would not be left without leadership again.
There will be a 100% person on the floor in that middle school. Even if it's me, if we move the central office over here, something that is going to happen. And I'm promoting the dean concept because it gives more time to kids, not less.
As far as moving the sixth grade, Thomason will be developing a recommendation to the board on that idea for next month, and he emphasized he was still looking for input from the public.
What I'm looking for is compelling reason for us to make a change. Has that compelling reason been presented? I think that's open to question. So, just so you know what my mind is thinking and how I'm trying to process all this. You know, don't make change for change's sake. Got to have a compelling, positive reason.
No one at Wednesday's meeting voiced support for the idea of a sixth grade move to the elementary school, though board member Jim Schwartz said they had previously heard from several parents who suggested it during a community meeting back in November. Parent Sue Erickson saw a clear connection between the sixth grade issue and the loss of the middle school principal. She said she didn't think the sixth grade was broken.
What's broken is a fear of the future leadership of the middle school, in my opinion. Now, I want to thank, I think it was Rick and another parent who pointed out, this is not the administration of 3 years ago. And I can't discount that. There's a total different feel in the administration, and I appreciate that. I'm going to trust that the administration is going to make the best decisions and put the right people in there. That being said, I'm going to be watching, too.
Despite all the criticism over the changes or potential changes in the middle school, several people also made a point of expressing their appreciation for the work of the superintendent, principals, and teachers. The school board's slated to consider and possibly decide whether the sixth grade will move at its March 10th meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.